Okay. Now, let's go back again. I asked some interesting questions last week, and I'd like to take the bull by the horns, and you'll decide if I'm doing that or expanding from the issue. Okay? The Ramban said again, Lufi Daiti, let's just get the thing straight. Lufi Daiti, Ein Yoy Limnois, Shum Mitzvah, Mishum Asoros Yisroi, Lamoish Rabbeinu, Be'elu, Loidia, Oysom Yisrael, Vlibrois, Lahem, she used reason, Be'elu Hamitzvois, he's not denying the Mitzvois, Tomit, but that the Mitzvah is independent of Yisroi. Yisroi is just telling him his reason in these Mitzvahs, Tomit. They won't be so, they won't be that much machlekes and disagreements, okay? No, that's the way it is, okay? And below, yiftalchu lemishpotim b'choleis. V'zeh ma'atzosoy elo, and that, okay. V'gam, kol om al makom yom b'sholay kol shizi avodat lehem zu beis chayehem lupiush shiumadu umnois yichyu mimeno ki bo gam nismato agzeles ladinim. It's a separate issue, okay? And that's beis chayehem v'ein mi shiovi zu b'chesh b'ramitzis. Okay, so if you look, it's interesting, the Obu Mometzia, he quotes everything except for the Tnim Yeshua Sadin Din. And the Rambam does quote Din of Tnim Yeshua Sadin in Sherish Beis. And he doesn't do that. And the interesting thing is, the Rambam does not quote Beis Chayeim in Sherish Beis. And this is what he focuses on. Okay? Just to keep in mind, and the Gemara has everything. Okay? Now let's just see what's happening over here. The Rambam seems to say the Makor for the Loch of Bilis Mobam Metzia, and I pointed out that there is Stog Lekan Lekan, because the end about Sholim and Tzedek and whatever right after these mitzvahs does point to the Mobam Metzia. But the beginning of Lech Drocho points to the Ramban. So it's a very confusing way that the halachas of Berelis express. Okay, the same. As the Rambam in Sherei Shedi says the following: Kishemotzi in posik, shenilvu imenu dvorim rabim al oifen habir v'araya umibnei zeh v'nei shenismachu b'nismachim b'tolz hazeis monu b'chlal mitzaseh. In other words, any time it's Rosh Chazal, you can count them in Yina Mitzvahs. And he says that the Rambam says the Bahag made a mistake because he thought you can do such a thing, which is not true. Okay? And therefore, he was Moine, Mitzvahs Asay, Bikacholim, Nichamabeim, Makfuas Mason, Fios Mason. See, only lists three. Okay? He doesn't list anything else. He lists Bikacholim, Nicham Aveilim, Kfiras Mason. Okay. Biglal Hadrash, spelled with a Yud in the Arabic also, the way he writes it. I don't know what the meaning of that is, but that's the way it's spelled. Biglal Hadrash Hanizkar B'omro Yis'ale, now he quotes the Gemara Metzia. And he quotes the beginning, Voidato lehem es aderech yelchu bo ves amayis yas. He quotes the pasuk. Okay. And then he snips it. V'omrom b'zeh es aderech, he doesn't darshan Voidato, which is Zubeis Chayim. He says, es aderech zugemilis chsodim, yelchu zeh b'kacholim, bo zu kviras meisim ושמעשה אלו הדינים אשר יעשו זו לפני מפשור את הדין. יחשבו סוהיר. Okay, now here's the interesting thing. So when you read the beginning, you expect there's only three extra mitzvahs in the way he formulates it in Cherish Aleph. Okay? That he talks about these three. Okay? However, the end, B'choshvu, Shekol Pu'ula U'Pu'ula Minapu'la is Halolu Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmo. So what's Pu'ula's Halolu? You would assume it's referring to the Drasha, which is quoted. But that means it includes Lefnei Meshuras Adin. And I would assume because of that he's very careful not to mention Vodata, because he agrees with Rabban, you're not going to throw in Zubes Chayim and Yina Mitzvahs. But Lemay says he doesn't claim the Baal Lachos Gedolus ever said Lefnei Meshuras Adin is a mitzvah. But when he counts it, it's a little strange what he did here. That's what I'm pointing out. I don't know the answer to that. But it's just I'm pointing out the observation. And okay, v'lo yodu shekopu tachas mitzvah achas michlal mitzvus laksumis v'toru v'beil v'hu omroi yisale v'yafto lo yachor kamoich. Okay, we'll talk about b'chal later. Not in the game now. Be'emes. Okay. So we understand the confusion. Okay. We don't know what to do exactly with the Rambam, but the Ramban is hands off, because he doesn't discuss the Meshuras Adin at all. Okay, so it means it's, excuse the double negative, it's not poshut to him that it's not a mitzvah, and there's no reason really to talk about it. And the truth is, whatever you want, okay, in terms of V'yachta L'Acha Kamocha, you could have thrown in Lefnei Meshuras Adin without any problem. I don't know, Beis Chayev you couldn't have thrown in. I'm not sure exactly that, you know. Limud, you know, that you should teach, because it's not talking about teaching, but even studying yourself. I'm not sure exactly. But, you know, Lefnei Meshuras Adin could have been thrown in without any problem, any way you wanted it, okay? Where you should have thrown it in to the Bahag, Lechet Medrocha Beis, and the Bahag says the Bahag doesn't have it. Anyway, but the Ramban doesn't find that as an argument, but he does find Beis Chayim as an argument. Correct? That's fair, correct? It's a little odd, but that's everything that we have, correct? So you get the impression Ramban is ready to entertain Lefnei Meshuras Adin should have been a mitzvah, not ready to entertain base Chayeyem Limur Umnus is a mitzvah, therefore he picks the sure thing and he goes for it. Correct? And maybe, you know, Lemaisi is the Rishonim even derived Derech Agav, it doesn't prove anything. But since the initial Rishonim, where they derived from the Pesukim Yisro, with the Kaifinim, on the Lefnei Meshuras Adin. Machlokes Rishonim, the Rosh in Baba Kamo, in Perek Beis Siman Zayin, since they know. However, the Mordechai in Baba Metzian, Eilu Metzian, Tzegah Mishreish, Nun Zayin, seems to be ready to say that you are Kaifinon. There's a Amnimurim, you know, if you really want to go, the Achilim have a lot of interesting discussions about this, but this is not where I'm at over here. It's not really the issue of what I want to talk about. But you understand that you're talking about something which could be, you can imagine, as a mitzvah. And you might be kaif on it. The Amnimurim is Simchav Ches. And the Ksois in simulation and test. Okay, the Seder. Now, here we go. The Ramban and Chumash. Vayikra Yutes Pasuk Beis. Zeh Derech HaTorah. לפרויט ולכלול בקייצב הזה. To mention specifics, איסורים, and then mention a general cloud. כי אחרי עשור ספות הדינים בכל מסה ומתם שבין אודם, שבין חברוי, discussing all the different הלוכז, ליסיגנוי, פעל שבלי סיגנובו, אני לא סיגנו, ליסיגנוי, ליסיגזו, ליסיינו, ושאר עשורי. Oma b'chlau, this is the end, you know, then we get the end of the discussion of Kadosh Mi'it, okay, the end of it. But this is the important part for us at the moment. We'll come back to the beginning, Blin Ezer, but okay. Oma b'chlau, then it said a cloud, okay, these were the lavim of the Prat, Leisonu, Leisignovu, Leisignovu. Oma b'chlau, Yosiso Hayosho Behatei. Shiachnis bi'asei. Doesn't that sound interesting? Shiachnis bi'asei hayoyshe v'hashvoya, which is part of Pshola, v'chol lifnim mishuas hadin v'watzen chaveva. Ramban and Chumash, without any drosh without anything, these are the words what they say. Okay? That's important. To now, the discussion at the beginning becomes very, very interesting. And then he goes on, and he says, "V'chera Shabbos, also Malochas Balach, Batchochem Basay Kloli, Shnei Matishbois, Vorei Forish Rebez Hashem Yisboch." And this is coming to Mavaya Lekdoshim Yiyu, that there were certain things that were mentioned before that Sheni. It's the generalized holos about the arayis and whatever, and then there's an asay shenifush min amoisreis tashmish oichel nivoper pusha betarish nekiyim betahirim upusha me amon b'nei odom shemalach lachim atzmon amoisis v'kiyud say that. And this, Kilo, is parallel structure the Ramban of Kedushin Tiyu Vesisa Hayosha Vali. So Vesisa Yosha Tev is an assay. Kedushin Tiyu is an assay. Shabbosan is an assay. L'cheva. But he only says, okay, so you want to argue, maybe you shouldn't equate it to him, but he certainly says Vesisa Yosha Vatev is an assay, correct? Correct? Did I do anything so far, you know? Just red words, correct? However, when he talks in Vat Chanon, in Vosisa Yoshevatei, he doesn't call it an assay, which is not a stira necessarily, but he says, he calls it Ein Godel. Sounds, you know, very interesting. And however, this Inyan Godol, which is B'Pnimish and Dinei Pshora, is only a Derech Aviseinu. It's not a Derech HaPshat. And this is also, and one of the things that, you know, astounds me, which I really have to come to terms with, which I haven't completely come, I've partially come to terms with. Ramban does a lot of work with Chumash on something called Derech HaPshat, and he also talks about Derech Aviseinu. Okay, and we have to understand what the significance of all this is. In other words, we saw the Derech Aviseinu and Derech HaPshat, is it both Mechayiv, one Mechayiv? What does it mean for us? It's a shayla of Lord Chumash. No, okay, good. But the Maisi is Vasisa Yosha Vatei as being with Nimishul Zadin is Derech Abisei. And it's in Yingodo. And we'll see about it. Say them.
What does Yingodo mean?
What does Yingodo mean?
What else is it called in the Grumman? I mean,
it's a very, very interesting term. You know, I think it's a general klal in dealing with your fellow man in all different issues. We'll have to see exactly what it means, but you know, I'm not sure that the Ein Gov is a steer to being an assay. And however, even though he says that Derech Abiseinu, when he's talking about Eschanon, there's no mention of the Fnim Mishuvas Adin for Asisa Hayosha Vatev in Minyan HaMitzvos Mitzshoch. So the question is, why not? Okay. See, there are two issues. What's important for us, reading the Ramban over here, is to know that the Ramban is ready to entertain something called an assay of the Fnim Mishuvas Adin. Therefore, when he's starting to go and spar with the Rambam about the issue of the Moment Metziah, does not at all mention the Fnim Mishuvas Adin, because that would be a no-no, because he's prepared to say there's a mitzvah say. But that's why he takes the case of Beis Chayim. So we understand the Ramban, what he does over here, wonderfully. It's a very important quote, and it puts everything in perspective, okay? However, we have no clue what happens in Minyan HaMitzvos. How can you call something a say and not count it, okay? Now, this is very interesting over here, just to give you an idea of what happens over here. And I show you, and I you know, when I thought about it, it almost was mind-boggling, the difference of Otur B'nei Chumash with Derech HaPshat. This is amazing, you'll see. Derech HaPshat and Derech HaPshat. Okay? There's something called Tishpois HaShabosim. Okay. Now the interesting thing is, in Derech Abiseinu, Shabbosoy is an assay on Melocha. That's what the Gemara says. Shabbos and Yontif is an assay. Veloisa said, it's an assay. It means, and that's the emesis. The whole Shur Shishi in Rambam is based on this. That when you have an assay in a Loisa said, which is synonymous. But the Torah says the same thing as a prohibition and a commandment to do something, you can count both of them in Minyan HaMitzvos. That's the whole Shorah Shishi's about. Okay. So means, Al Derech Abiseinu, the word Shabbosay means Shivisa Memoloch. What the Ramban has done is something major. When you go through the Ramban, I'm not sure I should go through all this with you, but just if you want, we can read line. In Parshas Emor, because we did a little bit of this once also, we can do it again if you want. When he talks about Shabbosim, he quotes a Mechilta, and he's just absolutely aghast at the Lashon of the Mechilta, how the Mechilta is kilu trying to find certain things being awesome in HaTorah. And he says that this is really antithetical to everything the Chazal are trying to do when they're quoting an Asmachta. And how can anyone in the right mind imagine that you would have said there's an Issa Shavuos, a Chol HaMoed? And that's what he's talking about there in Ramban and Parshas Emor. And it's coming to grips what is the Pshat in this Mechilta. Comes to Ramban and says the word Shavuos in the Mechilta is not the Shavuos that we know about in Ezra. But the word Shavuos means Trochim. To be involved in a day of toil. Okay? And it comes out that this Mechilta, I assume, even if it's said explicitly, is Derech HaPshat, because he ends up that this is Kilu the Pshat in the Pasuk, okay? and that on one hand, Shabbosim and Derech Aviseinu is Melocho, I say Melocho, and however, in Derech HaPshat, somehow supported by certain Medrashei Chazal, as mean Trochim. Okay? So I ask you, how does all this play itself out? Okay. So, the amazing thing is like this. If you open up the Sefer, which the Goyim call Nehemia, okay? But for me, it's really irrelevant now, and it's important to guess, to talk about Nehemia over here, because Nehemia, who's the one who's giving Musa over here, happens to be, okay, at this point. And he's giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and the last pair there, Bayom Mohemo, Reisi Bihuda, Dochim Gitais Beshabis, Umevim Hoaremois Vamosim Al Hachamoirim, Viaf Yain Anovim, Vi Uteinim Bechomasim Evin Yushalayim, Bioma Shabis, Void Bioim Mochon Tsayim. There's a whole, it's a fair. There's a general fair. It's mamish. It's market day on Shabbos, and Nehemia is not at all happy about it. But so Yoshu Shom mevin dag b'chol mecher u'moichin b'Shabbos l'bnei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. V'orivo eschol Yehuda. Now he gets very excited, Nehemia, and says, Ma hadovo hora hazeh asher atem oisim umchalelim es yom haShabbos. Halokeinu osu avoseichem vayovo elokeinu oleinu es kol haro hazeis ve'aleir hazeis. The first churban was because of this. V'atem oisif l'chalein al Yisrael l'chales haShabbos. The question is, what are we talking about? What is the Chil Shabbos over here? So I want to tell you that in two different places the Ramban presents these Pesukim and Nehemia in two different ways. In one place, he presents the Derech Aviseinu, and we're talking about Shavuos over here. And the Derech Aviseinu is that Shavuos is, as we said, as the Ramban says very clearly in Sheir Shalit, that if the Rabbanan had wanted to say Shavuos, would have been a block, we'd have to believe them. And this is Shavuos. So it means, Shavuos means what? Shavuos means Melacha, and Shavuos is Chilul Shabbos. Okay? That's one way to go. I'm going to show you this, okay? Another way to go, we're not talking about Shavuos at all. We're talking about a Yom Tircha. Avkof Miyom Menucha. And the Torah is said, Shabbos, that Shabbos should be Menucha. And that's called Chilul Shabbos. Converting Shabbos from a Yom Menucha to Yom of Omer. Okay? And that's what Nehemia was getting excited about. Okay? And I want to show you the Ramban is ready to have it both ways. Okay? Now, listen to this. Derech Chumash, which is Derech HaPshat, okay? And this is an emor. Liois lonu menucha b'yontem. Listen to the words and the play that he has on words, and when you ask yourself who is referring to Pesukim Nehemia. Liois lonu menucha b'yontem. Afir medvorim she'en ha'malocha. Lo she'yitchach היום לינדור התפויס ולשקל הפרס והמתונס ומעלה חובייס יעיד ולפנויס הכלים וגם עבון מבייס לבייס ממוקר למוקר. Sounds like he's even quoting the Rambam at the end of Perek of Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? Correct? And he says, V'im ha'isor, im ha'kem v'schoim with loss of nu'uz v'laylo, yiyu omsim, does that word sound familiar to you? Omsim ala hamurim? Where does it get this phrase from? V'af yayin v'anom mute'enim v'chom masa yovil v'yontem v'yashuk mole l'chom mekach v'tiyachanus p'suchah v'achin v'oli makif v'ashulchonim v'ashulchonim v'azuvim l'sneim v'yu apolim mashkimim m'mlachton m'mashkim. This is not Nehemia, but I don't know exactly, you know. Yeah, we have almost everything here anyway. ומזכירים עצמם כחיל לדבורים אלו כי יצא בהן והותרה יום תרימו אלו ואפילו השבת עצמו שבכל זה אין בהם משום מלוקו. לקח אומרו תרה שבוסן שיהיה יוין שביסה ומנוחו לא יוין תרח. And he says this is מצורכת שלך, and this is what's going on in שבוסן. And this is the assay that he was talking about, a few parallel structure with the assay. And then you could imagine that's called Tefillah Shabbos. Machalim Nisa Shabbos. No mention here of Shavuos in the sense of Shavuos. It's a mention, it's an assay. It's basically the Ramban and Parashas Kedoshim in an emo. The assail of the Derech HaPshat. Correct? Oh, that's the Pshat in the Chemia. Now listen to this. Then he does it, and he flips it, and he does Derech HaBuseinu. How do I know he does Derech HaBuseinu? That he does in Sherish Prince. Like, you know, if you put all these things together, it's like an amazing mix. Listen to this. Doesn't the Ramban say that we know the whole issue of Shavuos from Aschos Nehemia, and it's the Pesukim? Listen to the Ramban, the Loshon, and he says sometimes you find the Tanakh appears a halachah mishsina chos gemirlo Moshe Rabbeinu lo yichasim buzim minayim. Sometimes the Tanakh is a historical record of takonis, and one of the takonis that is happening in Sefer as in Nehemia, the Ramban says, is the takona of Shavuos, the Gzeira Shavuos. Then he says like this: V'chein ma shekosav horav v'ikar rishon Ramban shuri sheni v'ikar rishon שכל מה שסידרו עשר הנביאים רואים דם אחר מוישה הוא כמו קיים את רבון הנביאים. Can't do anything more, can't add to Taylor, it's only the רבון תקונס נביאים ולומד עשר מאלו וידיים שתיקן שלמה וניקוי את רבון וזהו עניין הוא חי זה בעיקר הזה ולפי דייתי שגם זה אינו לקור שחושר. אבל מה שתיקי שלמה או שתיקנו הנביאים ולא נכתב במקום הנבואה הוא לא סף מדבריהם בכלל אלו ידיים. וכן שבוס דשאבס, I'm skipping a little bit, וכן שבוס דשאבס בימי עזרא ובית דינו התיקנו ומהם כעניין שקוסו בצורים יושבו בו מביא את דום בכל מכה ומכה בשבס ובני יהודה. וכמו שאומרו בימי נחמיה בן חקליה נשנז משנזו התירו וזו התירו וכל זו והתירו כמו בשבס. אוקיי, So, you know, I don't know, you know, you see, you have to understand, hello, it's not necessarily a stira, you know, part of the sukkah might be talking about this, but the word mecher, there certainly is some issue about, because he talks about it being yorim ha-mecher as a problem of tircha, and on the other hand, he's ready to say that there was a shvus of. So that's what I'm telling you. The Ramban has done an amazing thing, and it doesn't bother me. Because you remember I told you the Ramban is derish betukum v'cholis, that there's no stira between terush of iksav and terush of apre, and that's teres, and the terush of apre is also shot, and they both can be kayim simultaneously. And the Ramban has ended up to being derish. I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, sometimes certainly what it tells you, you can take the Ramban in Chumash, that it has a hashlochis, it has fallout in the halachic arena, even though the Rabbeinu say different, because it's not necessarily a stira. And you can have sometimes the pasuk is Machayiv X, and Chazal say Y, and both of them are true, and the Chemi is coming and giving the Musar about both. The Shabbosayin, which is Shabbosayin of Derech HaPshat from Yom Tircha, and the Shabbosayin, which Rabban make Gzeres of Shvus based on Moloch. So I'm just trying to tell you, first of all, you see, you could have said that the issue of Asay and not Asay might not have been extant in the issue of Shabbos, because Rabbi Seinu say that it's a melacha of Shalom HaYisrael, so therefore it's Sheri Shishi, and you have an Asay and Loisus and melacha of Shalom HaYisrael, okay? But I'm showing you that the Ramban is very clear that both are kayim, the Derech HaPshat and the Derech HaBaseinu. The issue which I am bothered by, which I don't want to get involved in at the moment, is sometimes if the Rabbeinu Derech HaPshat is stira, how do you deal with it? Okay, but when they're not antithetical, and you can say teres, and this is shat, both are kayim. Okay. So whether you're dealing, when you talk about, for example, the Ramban says, now let's get back over here. Vasis Yoshevatei. Derech HaPshat there, if you look at the Ramban in Beis Chanan, the Derech HaPshat is probably an Asay which is clearly called Toku. Okay? You say that. Vasis Yoshevatei. Okay. But Derech HaBaseinu, it's Mifnei Meshuas Hadin. Okay, so L'Chera, and that's why he says the Mitzvah Saseh. Maybe Mitzvah Saseh depends on Derech HaBaseinu Veisachnit. I don't know. That's an interesting issue to talk about. But whenever you have it, L'Chera, we still, in worse shape, we don't understand why the Vasisa Yashorate should not be in our mitzvahs, correct? Now, lefi derech hapshat, it's not minyan mitzvahs, because once it's to do all the mitzvahs say, it goes to the sherish dalet, but it's clearly called to akula. But lechera, once you have to derech habaseinu, then it's lefi mishuas adin, and calling a mitzvah say, it still should have been a minyan mitzvahs. Okay, this is the problem, and you have the same problem with Kedushim Yiyu, okay, or Toshim Tiyu, but Toshim Tiyu, it's not that bad, because you can come to me and tell me, you know something, the Sefer Mitzvah, for some reason, I don't know why, don't go after Derech HaPshat, even though there's no Stira, but only go after Derech HaBaseinu, and in Kedushim Tiyu, the derech habisenu is that it's called toku. You could make such a, you can have such a premise, okay? The reason why I'm suggesting it is that Ramban does something amazing, okay? Because everyone knows that Ramban Chumash, Bereshit Tiyu, Shel Menuvah Menuvah Shusatei, we'll talk about what he's talking about. Everyone, I know it's very fuzzy, wasy, very nebulous, you know, Bush taking Ramban. But that's not the point now, okay? Well, that's not a mitzvah called Torah, okay? However, open up your Sefer Mitzvahs in Sherish Dalet, okay? And open up the beginning of it. Sherish Dalet. And you see something absolutely amazing. The Ramban says, Riko Ravi, who Omar Rav Shein Roy Shindu, Hamitzah Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, right? ובזה טוען אבל לא חדורס אומו כפה טוב ואיקה זה על אשר מונו כדי שתהיו מצווך מצווה עשה ולא יודו שום ישראל כדי שתהיו וישן כדי שם הם מצווה לעסקו אותו כולו ולא של ספרו כדי שתהיו פרושים תהיו כלימה הסיוע מילוס המגונה יש כולם שמנעתי אתכם מהם כל אותו כולו We on the balach the limona kedushin to you. Abumono, this kedushin is kedushin. But kedusha be'emes lios prushim. And this I'm very confused. Vashehem klal leminiyes kulam lo yimnu kedushin to you. Ushmatim mishmitzvoisai. Ushmatim vasiset mitzvoisai. Ushmatim is called mitzvah. He calls the whole list of mitzvahs which are called for tofu. So how he does this and he has the shtigl chumish, it's very unclear to me, okay? But that's not what I'm bothered by, okay? So you can tell me, you know, you come tell me, you know, maybe the derech avisenu is the kedushin tiyu is kol kol tokula and therefore it's not, you know, mitzvah, the fact that it's derech shot, maybe it's not enough, but, you know, I can hear such a thing. Okay? I'm not sure if I agree or I don't agree. But that doesn't help you. Because the Sisi Yoshe Batei, or the Derech Abiseinu, is not a mitzvah Kulu Kulato Kula. And he says the Nase, and it's not a minyan mitzvah. Okay? So basically, after everything has been said and done, back to where we started. Okay? Now I start the shiur. Okay? No, but even that, I think, you know, the Pesukim in the Chemia and the Derech HaPshat, you know, see, whenever you learn the Ramban, one of the things you should be in mind is that he's doing things Derech HaPshat, but at the same time, he's ready to work with Derech HaBiseinu. And you have to understand how the things work and what's it b'chayiv and what does it all mean. Okay? And I'll give you examples of what can happen over here. Okay. Now, next. Listen to this. The question is, one could maintain, see, one could take two approaches over here, and the question is, what is the proper approach? Okay? Is the Ramban, by saying the Derech HaTorah, to make a prat and then to have a klal afterwards, we have to understand how the klal fits together with the prat, that this by itself is not minyan mitzvah, because you're moiner the pratim already, okay? Just the opposite of Shorash Yud Beis. Because the Shorash Yud Beis says, when you're more to the cloud, you're not more to the plotim, okay? But the other hand, it's a little, I don't know exactly how to say it. But it's a very, very strange, very odd. We don't understand what all this means. Because if I were to give you a choice, that can you count in Asay and Eloisaseh, if the Asay and Eloisaseh say the exact same thing, but one is in the negative and the other one's in the positive, okay? And one's a kiyum, and one's an isa, okay? And you can count that in minyan on mitzvahs. So I would have said a kal v'chayma. If you have kama pratim, and you have a klal which assumes things which are not in the prat, certainly shouldn't be minyan on mitzvahs. I mean, the question is, how can you imagine that such a thing should be a new klal that shouldn't be minyan on mitzvahs? Truth is, Derech Agav, if you look closer to Rabban Chumash, he does the same thing with Shemitah B'Yovel also. He says that the Shiloi Yoibi Badoma Klav, that's the Aseret. And that Lechayra is the Fiderech Hapshat, because it's only an Issa Chalisha and Zriya according to the Mikra. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in that. But the question is, you know, why is it minyan mitzvahs? In other words, can this be a new klal? It's very odd to say that's a new klal. So I would have said that maybe there's something when the Torah does it, but there's klal, there's something very odd about this tzivui. And it's not a proper tzivui. Okay? You see, in Torah, okay, you know, contrary to, you know, the popular way that someone will get up and say, you know, Toshtein Rashi, not to, you know, to go to this Avgoda, not to go to this Avgoda, you know, Torah, the etzim, when you look at the words, it's very clear what the words say, okay? And when you look at something, it's very clear whether you are prohibited from something, when you enjoin from something, or you're allowed to do something, or there's something a mitzvah. When it says be'er techo matzis, it's very clear what you're supposed to do, correct? And not to do melacha, after Chazal interpret what melacha is, it's very clear what to do. The problem is, when you get to these things, which are derech klal, and I want to go through them one at a time and show you how it is, it's fuzzy-wuzzy. We have no idea of what the Torah actually wants from us, 100%. But the general idea of, you know, the spirit of the law, what they call the spirit of the law, we know, you know, where the Torah is going, okay? Because, you know, someone eating and having two cups of wine at a meal, okay, and when Rabban says Kedosh Yiyu is to Mamayit B'Yayin, so you ask yourself, you know, where do you draw the line? You know, Ben Seru Meira, it's very clear. Okay? When you're talking about Kedosh Yiyu, when you're talking about when he says to Mamayit in Tashma Shamita, okay, so you ask yourself, what Tzivui, how many times? Is it 10, 5, 2? You know, what are we talking about? You know, all these things, and we talk about Yom Tircha, okay? So, you know, how much must do? How much not to do? What are we enjoying, okay? So, normally you talk about a tzivui, there's a clear directive to do something. A shorana, it's a hirah. Teir is a hirah. Here, Torah is not clear. Torah is only the spirit of the law. Okay. Vasisa Yoshevatei. Listening Mishus Adinya. What is it? Where is it? How is it? Okay. I'll show you more. Okay. And maybe that's the reason why it's not in Minyan HaMitzvos. Lamosh. Listen to the Rabban in Veschana. V'ze'in godo, l'fi shi'ef shel ha'skei b'teira, kol ha'nogis odom, im sh'cheina v'reya v'chol ma'asa o'matono, v'tikuni ha'yish o'medinas kulom. Aval achre shi'hiske me'em ha'o be'gon lo'l selich rochil, v'lo'y sikom, v'lo'y sito, v'lo'y samar adam re'echo, v'lo'y sikal cheresh, מבני סייבה תוקו, וכי עצה בזה, בהם, חוזה לא בדרך כלל, שיעשה הטבע יושר בכל דבר. Okay? Now the important thing is the next few words. And tell me how you would define them. Okay? See, this point, you know, it's a little nebulous, but you can say maybe I can deal with it. Ad, what's ad? It means, you know, it's like a process, you're supposed to get to a certain point. And, you know, you don't know where you are in this particular point. Ad she konis bezer hapshol v'pnimishu zadim. Ad she konis. Ukgoi mashi skiu b'dini debar metzra. So dini debar metzra is the reisa. Yeah? No. Is that what he said? If I were to ask you, you'll see. Just take it easy. Then he says, a few mashu omu, pirkoi no'o v'dibur b'nachas ima b'riris. Ad she ad she yikra b'chol inyan tam v'yosho. That a person who doesn't come and gets the title of tam v'yosho is felt in the Fnimishu, it felt in Vasisa Yashavatev, he didn't do it. You know, it's so nebulous, it's so unclear. You understand what the spirit of the law is, you can always try to do it, but you really don't know, you know, what it is. Achiyiko b'chol inyan. B'chol inyan, that's Tam V'yosha. B'chol inyan, Tam V'yosha. Now, okay. Now continue with the rest of my case. Kamal ba mitzia, pezayinam aveis. Dimidina ara leiboy lemeheda. Umishum yosisa yoshevate beene Hashem. Ku di oma rabonan teheda. Can I read that again? Just, you should hear it clearly. The Medina ara loy boy lemeda. Umishum v'asisa yoshem atol otot amitzus asay. Who the Omer Rabbanan, because there is this possible terror, the Rabbanan said. So I would have said the statement, the thing, that the posik is not clear a mandate, clear directive, and the Rabbanan basically tell you what you should do. But the Maaseh is the Rabbanan, and therefore you need a takanta miuchedes called bar mitzvah. And even though the inyan of bar mitzvah is bereiser because of sisa v'yoshev atayiv, but it's the same type. The directive is a deraisa, but it's very unclear. And I'm going to tell you, you know, do this and do that. So, basically, the same way the Ritva says in Avodah Zorah, and Avov, that sometimes the gzeirah shene muchletes, that, you know, it depends upon the time and the place and the person and the issue, correct? That's what he does over there, certain dealing of it. Might be the same thing according to Rabban. Ad shiiko b'chol inyan. Listen to this now. Now, if you had any ideas, you tell me, that's my sisi yoshtev, that's not bar mitzvah. That can only see when I talk about mitzvah. But bar mitzvah! According to Rabban, it's the reisa, correct? I read to Muhammad in Bob Mitzvah. Samachem and Aleph. Top area. The shiny Isha, the Yasme, the Lab Bnei Mevad Hayoshevatev Nino. Vole Homu Rabbonan Takanta Alayu. Yeah, because you measure the Asisa Yosha Tev individually according to the person, and when they clamp down the takon, it depends upon it. Because I was saying that the right is Sachino Mugda. And the question is, maybe the Nushtikal Teira, the same way that the Rambam in Sherish Ches comes out between Mochiles and has discussion of Arabic scholarship, but the word Sivui means in language that a mitzvah is a Tzivui. The Ramban's opinion is a Tzivui that has no clear directive. It doesn't tell you necessarily to do everything, but really depends upon the time and the place. Cannot be, certainly there is a kium, there's an inyan, there's a mitzvah, but it's not minyan mitzvahs. Minyan mitzvahs as a minyan of tzibui. And this might be the pshat in the tshuva that goes my munis in Siman Tezayin, who's machadish, you shouldn't be ma'arim, shouldn't do harom on the din of bar mitzvah. Okay, you know why? Vani oimer, achrei shehu mishu v'asisa v'yoshe v'atev, how you call up the mitzvahs, I say. Call of the mitzvah, I will tell you. It can't be because Rasisa is not a clear imperative, so it's not a mitzvah, nor we understand it, but it's not stam something which is drabonon, because this is an imperative of the Torah, but it's not clear.
So, why don't you could do a Rama?
I hear that the Gemara has all Haramas, Eruv in all different types of Haramas, but it's something which is called to a Dreisa, he can't do Haramas. But I'm not interested. You know something, you're getting off it. This, you know, this the same thing again and again. Now a Magid Mishnah. The last Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shechem. Listen to this. Perek Yudalit Halacha Hei. Magid Mishnah. Vov Halacha Kasa Zal, V'inyin Din Bebe Metzah, Hu Sheteresenu Hatmimo. Nitnu Nosna betikun midais ha'odom v'hanagoysoi bo'olam klolim v'amnirais kedushin tiyu v'akabona k'mo sh'omu kadesh atum mutalacho sh'lei shot v'achra ha'taybis v'chenom v'sisa yoshev ha'tei v'akabona sh'isnai v'hanhoget eva v'yishora in b'nei odom. Boy, how you mean a boy? Because they're the Savis Protim. The Fisher Mitzvahs Hateva, Hain Bechol Esa Bechol Zman. U Bechol Inyan, U Behecha Chai Vases came. It's something which is clear, defined. The Terry is the Be'er of Terrible Matters. It's irrelevant to the situation. Okay, let's speak of Nefesh. Vasisa Yoshua Tev is not so. Kedushin Tiyu is not so. Umidas Hodom Bahan Hogosoi Mischalepes Lefi Hazman Boy Ishim Beachachomim Zal Kosmo Sas Potim Mohilim Neufnim Tachas Klolim Elu Umehem Shosu Isam Bidingomo Mehem Lechatchila Vider Chsidus Vakov Nivrein Zal Zer Omu Chavivim Divrei Tehi Doidim Yosem Yena Shal Teo Kinev Yitrim Dechem Yoyin. He's learning the Yen Teo, the Yayin Tun Dechem Yayin. They come and they explain to you the spirit of law. But I just wonder something which is so ambiguous. Okay, can we call them a Sasei? Okay. And this, I want to tell you, I don't know, okay, is the pshat in the Ramban Kedushin Tiyu. It's also the same type of thing. Kedushin Tiyu, Avatar, Skoanam Risi Stam, Pushim Tiyu, Vachay Shon Lashon, Vis Kadesh of Yis Kedushi Kodesh Only, Kishem Shani Kodesh Kachatem Tiyu Kedushin, Kishem Shani Porsh Kachatem Tiyu Pushim, Ulufi Daiti Eina Prishis Azul, Lifloish Munarai is Gitabi Arav. אבל הפרישס היא המוזכרת בכל מקום בתלמוד. שבעלי חז"ל used the word פירושים, ושלא של חכמים, and this is that the פשט הקדושים. ועניין כי התורה הסירה בארעיס ובמחולת, ובאסור בתורה והתירה הביר איש ואישתו, ואכילס בוסר ויין. אם כן, ימסה בעל תורה מוקם ליושוטוף בזימה. It's an amazing thing, calling a beer's head to Zima, especially Ramban's expression in Chumash of how he defines Zima. That's not for us now. Zima. Zima's ishto, oi noshav arabois. Vuli oi soy veyayin, bezoila bosaloma. I mean, when are you? But there's such thing as ben soy moira, but okay. V'yadabiki utsoy nebuchol nebolis, lehuska yisa zebatera. V'nei yiyya novo b'shnateru lefikach bakos. Listen to this now. אחרי שפורי סלום שעושה אוי סום לגמרי, what's לגמרי? איסה מוכלה לגמרי וציבה בדוב הכלולי בכלולי שיהיה בדוב הכלולי שנהיה פרושה מן המויס רייס. We somehow should shy away from excesses, but where do you draw the line? ימיית במשקל, okay? You might from what? From 50 to 30 to 20? What are we talking about? Ki'in sha'omu sh'liyu chachomim mitzri reitzim l'sheim kitar golem v'lo yishamish elu k'fil ha'tzoroch b'kiyum amin nimenu. Okay. V'yikadish atzim n'yayim b'miyuta. What's miyuta? Okay. What's miyuta? Okay. And what happens on Purim? And what's miyuta? And Chazal according to Rambam to be Yekaveh Sudar Yayin, and it's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif. So where is miyuta and when is not miyuta? And the mitzvah of Kedushim to you, the changes on Shabbos and Yontif and Chol. Yeah, Chol. Can we say that? Kimoi Shekola Hakosu Hanozi Kodesh V'yaski Horoyeris V'yiskoish. Remember the Royeris. And it goes because the Torah, the Noach, Pushim? Is a mitzvah say with a clear gedda? Umin hadova nimos. Ki each is kill a cost of v'chol peh doivan nevola. So I can imagine doivan nevola, you know, you can imagine certain things. But he says, v'kadish atzel v'zeh ad shiagir l'prishis. Kamo she'omu alavashi shalisoch sicha b'teilu miyomu. So what does it mean? That's where you're supposed to go. But there's a gulf in between. There's a directive. There's a clear mitzvah over here. Okay. This, I think, you know, I have more to talk about here. And, you know, if you want, I can finish this discussion, you know, how does Shviz and Shabbos and what's going on in Ben Sarah Moyer. We mentioned Kedushim to you over there. Okay? He mentions in the parashah, he says the Kedushim to you. Okay? Okay. Now, we can finish this off, but the general idea you have to ask yourself, is he saying that something which is clearly, that's a reason which is very difficult for me, but the idea of clearly means there's no clear imperative. And that's what you have to begin to think about. But I think the case with the Magen Mishnah, Diyukim and the Ramban, Bar Metzah, this whole thing is a very clear case that it's not only the Magen Mishnah, Stam in Hilchos Shcheinim, but it's very clear in the Ramban all over that this is something called a Hirah, but it's not a clear imperative, and maybe can't be called a Tzitzit. And even though he calls it a Mitzvah Seh, it's not a Mitzvah Seh, it should be a Minyan. Okay?
Sure,
very clear, because Chazal have very clear imperatives of what you should do. It should be your chemlo, your feelings, and it should be very clear, according to the Rambam's midos, what your feelings are. And you have to see the Ramban and Chumash how he lives there after the last conversion. We say we have to deal with that, but that's not that fair. We say that.